Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Hope everybody's doing well, staying safe. This is Alex Contreras on the mic alongside Anthony Red Garcia. Welcome back to another episode of Marlins Barbecue. Red, we got some breaking news. Unfortunately, the team did great. Philadelphia took the series win from Philly, but some breaking news by Ken Rosenthal. He is confirming that tonight's game between the Orioles and Marlins has been canceled due to the fact that lots of Marlins players and coaches are contaminated with COVID-19. Red?
Yeah, Alex. Craig Mish is also reporting that up to 12 players have now tested positive, with two of them being coaches. Jeff Passans on Twitter actually just tweeted that it's eight additional players, so it's the four that we knew with two coaches have tested positive, and they're considering it an outbreak in the clubhouse. Obviously, this is a worst-case scenario, and it's the biggest downer to the weekend we just had with the fish. It's something that I don't think MLB properly prepared for. Yeah, they have the expanded rosters and all that stuff, but do you think players will now feel safe going on the road? And before that, all accounts from Craig Mish say that the Marlins followed every protocol given by MLB. I have some comments on that, but first, what do you think the effects of this will be on Major League Baseball?
I feel very worried, man, as a fan, as a reporter, as a human being. Like, I worry for my safety and my family's safety. And the Miami Marlins, these guys are my family too, you know, and I worry about them. And you know that they're going on the road and they're thinking about, damn, well, we lost Alfaro, you know, when the Atlanta series was over. They flew to Philly. They took a risk, and now four more guys went down. Now it's like it's growing and growing and growing. It's like, wow. And now I really feel like the why not us, you know, it's because it's damn COVID. You know, I feel like there's going to be a point where some players are going to say, hey, man, I don't want to play. And that's completely valid, and we can't force these guys to play. I mean, you said it here. Craig Mish said that the Marlins followed everything along the protocol guidelines to stay safe. And unfortunately, we got the bad luck. It hit us, man. It just how it happened to the Miami Marlins, it can happen to anybody. It could have happened to the Yankees. It could have happened to the Dodgers. It could have happened to the Royals, the Brewers, you know. It's just crazy, man. It's really sad because, like, it was like a growing bubble, you know. Like, the series took off. We were doing great offensively. Oh, Urania got scratched last second. You know, they got blasted. Duggar was like, oh, man, they scored four runs off of him. But then they put all these replacement young kids, prospects, the next guys up, and they just seize the opportunity, man. It was so great to see them come together and play baseball, and it doesn't matter who was out there. They were just hungry to show that they were ready for their opportunity, regardless of what's going on with the COVID, right? But now it's just like, wow, they just popped that balloon. They popped the balloon of the momentum we had going, and it's like, wow, I feel so deflated, and who doesn't feel deflated?
Right, and let me add to this, man. I was vocal about it earlier too. The way MLB baseball has handled this entire situation is probably the worst out of every major sport. Obviously, we haven't seen football yet, and I know baseball in theory is much more difficult to bubble. But how hard would it have been? How wrong? Like, just the simplest rules. Like, you look in the dugout, and not everybody's wearing a mask. And if they're not wearing a mask there, they're not wearing it in the clubhouse. And yeah, let's be honest. MLB had a tough spot to be in. They probably have the hardest sport to necessarily bubble, but at the same time, they probably handled the whole quarantine situation the worst out of every major league sport. Major League Soccer just has reported eight straight weeks, I believe it's been, of zero positives. By all accounts, the NBA bubble has worked. We don't know how the NFL is going to be. The NFL is going to have a similar situation to baseball, but the simplest rules could have been put into place. You know, you look in the dugout, not everybody's wearing a mask. You look at pregame warmups, nobody's wearing a mask. And I'm not telling them they have to wear a medical grade, you know, mask, but not even a face shield. It's a dark day for baseball. Obviously, it's not the worst situation, but it's the worst situation that could have happened to this season. It's worrisome. I mean, I'm not even a player, and I worry, you know, that the proper steps just aren't being taken. I think that the owners care more about money than they do about the actual players. It's the honest truth. What do you think about it? I don't know. I don't even know how to feel about it. It's very sad. I would hate having to be put in a situation like that where these guys now have to go back to their families after being tested. The Jupiter team now might have to come down to Miami, and they don't know where these guys were infected. They don't know what situation is going on down here. Can MLB continue like this?
it's troublesome, man. Like, the only thing I can think of is, are we going to even be able to finish this shortened season? You know, like, it has to be worrying some for everybody in Major League Baseball, you know? Like, I know the Yankees right now, they're trying to protest to cancel the game because they got to go where the Marlins were just at and share that dugout. I believe they're headed for Philly. So, it's just, wow, it's troubling. You know, like, what the hell happened to the plan where we were going to keep everybody either 15 teams in Arizona and 15 in Florida? You know, like, what happened maybe just using retractable roof stadiums or domes and keeping everybody there? Like, I know, yeah, you mentioned it's not as easy to contain everybody in a bubble because we have more players and everything. But I'm sure, man, we could have came up with something.
Like, yeah, and sorry to cut you off here. Craig Mish is now tweeting, guys. This is all live. Not live, but this is all being recorded as we go. Me and Alex usually have a plan we follow. We decided we just can't have a plan right now because this is completely developing. We're trying to get this podcast to you guys as soon as possible. But as of right now at 9:28 a.m., Craig Mish is reporting that the season is in jeopardy. To quote his tweet, waiting to hear if 2020 MLB season has been canceled. Nothing is definite yet. But the quote that he is receiving the most in the last 30 minutes is in jeopardy. Obviously, this is very bad. Obviously, another story coming in now that there's a Red Sox pitcher developed a heart condition due to COVID-19. I don't know who that is. I don't know who they're talking about. But again, guys, this is all just happening right now. This is a very bad situation. This is obviously not going to end well, and we're going to try to keep you guys covered as best we can. Honestly, Alex, I know we planned on talking about the games this weekend, but is it even worth going into that, or should we just continue, you know, trying to cover this as best we can for the guys?
Yeah, maybe there's no point in us trying to cover the sun with a thumb, man. We got to really just talk about the reality of it. And it's affecting guys' health. And, you know, we've been saying it this past few minutes, man. It's worrisome. It's in jeopardy. Our season's really in jeopardy. Like, even if we decided to take the guys off the 30-man roster, like all 30 guys right now, and bring in the other 30 that are in Jupiter, right? Because it's a 60-man pool, theoretically speaking. If we do a swap like that, or any other Major League Baseball team does a swap like that, what happens when these other 30 guys get that COVID? You know, there's only a certain amount of death.
I'm going to say MLB has to cancel the season. We have to stop this. This is getting out of hand. Edward Rodriguez is a pitcher from the Red Sox that was recently discovered with a heart issue, guys. I know this is all over the place, and we're kind of jumping around here, but I'm just really trying to get you guys the most up-to-date information. I think MLB dropped the ball with not bubbling. I don't know what their plan is from here. They have to cancel the season. That's my point on it. If you're not going to take the necessary precautions to start, then it was just never going to work. And again, even the most simplest thing is wearing a mask wasn't enforced. So at least from what we saw in the dugout and what we saw on the field, and I mean, there was just so much contradicting stuff happening. You know, some catchers were wearing masks, some weren't. Some guys were playing first base wearing a mask, but then when they'd get to first base as a runner, they wouldn't have a mask on. It all goes back to just the basic principle. If we're being told every day, wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart, and then you put guys in a situation where they're not in a bubble, where they're going home to their families and coming back to the park, and no one's going to wear a mask around their house. So, you know, like me personally, I live in a house where me and my wife are blessed, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's a concern of ours that we deal with the public every day, and we both are still working throughout this entire pandemic. We have not missed a day of work. So we're worrisome. We, you know, we haven't seen our grandparents. We're careful with our kids, you know, because we are working, we are exposed, and these guys are the same thing. They're out here working and being exposed, and yet, you know, are they really being taken care of?
Yeah, man. Tip of the hat to all our first responders, our officers out there, everybody that's involved helping us out, our nurses, our doctors. You know, I know we're talking about Major League Baseball and other sports and saying that, you know, Major League Baseball needed to do a better job. But just in general, guys, we as humans need to do a better job. We as humans need to take care of ourselves, man. This is a pandemic that we're living through, and we all really got to collaborate, you know. We might not see eye to eye on everything, but do your part, guys. Put a mask on. You don't know if you have it. Some people might not feel any symptoms. Other people, you know, they can easily die off of just receiving the virus. So, you know, maybe you might be carrying the virus and you don't even know it. Well, do yourself a favor if you can. Try to go out there, schedule a test. They have free tests around. Takes maybe 6 to 10 days to get the result. pay it forward, guys. I mean, you got to lock yourself up for 10 days, 15 days in your room. Damn it, it's not the worst thing that can happen. You know, sit back, hop on TikTok, hop on YouTube, look at old, you know what I'm saying, old video games, watch old documents. You know, there's stuff to do out there. Educate yourself. Just don't be so stupid to just go out and just have parties. Like, you know, like we theoretically speaking, the name of our show is Marlon's Barbecue, you know, but we're pushing for safety. You know, like when we gave the winning beer to our guy Sean the other day, we met up. I gave him a six pack, but we met up safely. And we, you know, we had our mask on. Like, there was no handshake. There was a little elbow, but that was it. You know, like, this is the new reality, and we all have to put our part in it. And why not us? Well, it's because of this damn COVID.
Right, guys. And honestly, we try to give you guys the most up-to-date information, like I've been saying. Another side effect of this entire thing is, like, now the Yankees have to go to Philadelphia, right? So that's an issue because the Marlins were just in that clubhouse. So now is that game going to be canceled? And what does that do to the schedule? And then you're going to do a doubleheader tomorrow, but now you're just putting people more confined for longer periods of time. So that's the issue. You guys see how this snowballs. And in a 60-game season where any one game matters, you can't just cancel the game because now you're going to give the Yankees one less game than, you know, the Blue Jays. You just can't do that. So it's a bad situation, but it's time to pull the plug. MLB went about this completely wrong. I think they have to own that. How hard would it have been to get all the teams do a 60-game season or a 35-game season, 40-game season, put everybody in the spring training facilities here in Florida? You know, there's 13 facilities here, guys. There's 13 minor league fields and or / spring training facilities in Florida. All right, there's 30 teams in Major League Baseball. So you guys do the math. You could have easily had one entire division at a field, quarantined, bubbled for a month, play only your division, and then go from there. And I'm not saying it would have stopped the spread, but if it worked for MLS, if it's working for the NBA, why would MLB take a different approach? I know MLB has done everything. You know, we always rant about how the fact that there's blackouts and how the fact that they try to implement all these rules. And why does MLB have to be difficult? Why do they have to do things different? Why not bubble? We would have been in a much better spot. Unfortunately, it's affecting our team the hardest right now. But nobody could sit there on Twitter. Nobody could sit there anywhere and tell me that we're the only team that's infected right now. You can't. I guarantee by the time you guys hear this, there should be more players coming out or something's going to be developing. I just don't feel like we're going to be able to continue here, guys. Obviously, the podcast will continue. To be honest with you, me and Alex have never been able to record a show together. We started this during the pandemic. So we could continue, but I don't think the season's going to continue. It's a very bleak reality right now.
Yeah, man. In jeopardy. The season's in jeopardy. And you know who else is in jeopardy? Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
Because he's got to take the fucking blame for this. And sorry about the F-bomb, Eli. But yeah, Rob Manfred, like, he's the guy on top of the whole Major League Baseball organization. And what a letdown. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. On opening night, watching the game between the Yankees and the Nationals, I was excited to see Robert Manfred. You know, he's being interviewed. He's giving exciting news about the playoff expansions for this year's playoffs. You know, there's going to be three division leaders, three second-place teams, two of the best records following. You know, it was like, okay, cool, they're expanding. But you said it perfectly, man. They're only thinking about the money. They're only thinking about the money. We talked about playoff expansions, but we can talk about enforcing safety protocols. Do you remember when they first talked about, oh yeah, there's gonna be games played with no fans in the stands? Guys might not even sit in the dugout. They might sit in the stands like sections apart. What happened to that idea? What happened to that idea?
I'm sorry, I cursed too because I get upset. It bothers me, man. I'm gonna go on and say, I'm gonna rant here for a second. And Rob Manfred, I know you're never gonna listen to this, man. I know you're never gonna, you don't care. But here's what I'm gonna say. You're going to tell me that the day the season starts, you guys decide, MLB Baseball decides to rediscuss the expansion of playoff teams and to give it to the Players Association. You guys plan this out entirely. You guys do all of this stuff, and yet you guys, for the last 2-3 months, whatever it's been, could not come up with a better plan than what we just saw. In a day, you expanded the playoffs. You added more teams in a day. But in 2-3 months, you couldn't plan better safety protocols for these guys. You couldn't have them sitting in the stands where there's nobody. You know, you couldn't have them wearing masks in the clubhouse in the dugout. You couldn't have them spread out inside the, again, the dugout, or make it mandatory to wear a mask or a face shield. The most simple things you guys couldn't figure out. Come on, man.
De pinga. De pinga.
And then this takes us to the next and our final little segment here on today's episode. But now Craig Mish is saying that if they do continue, the Marlins would have to bring up a minimum of 10 guys from their alternate camp, most of them with no big league experience and alternative coaches. What can you even continue with that?
Oh, sorry. Man, it's crazy. It's just now it's really going to come down to the fact, like, it's going to be unbalanced, unfair baseball. Yeah, like, the Marlins have depth. Yeah, we have top prospects. Don't get it twisted. But these guys also have to make their major league debut. Yeah, we had a couple guys make their major league debut this past weekend in Nadart and Holloway. But you have mixed results. Not everybody's going to come out of the gate, you know, killing it. And some of these guys are now being pushed into the a fast lane, accelerated path into the major leagues. And in some sense, we were trying to protect guys, you know, because maybe they needed a little bit more time to develop a little bit more of their off-speed pitches or some knowledge of the zone or whatever it may be. But now it's time to seize the opportunity, young man. I mean, there's only a certain amount of players that you have at a position. What's going to happen if we lose all our catchers? You know, we lost Alfaro. What if we lose Cervelli? What if we lose Wallach? Who are we going to call up? Banfield? Who's behind Banfield? I'll wait.
Yeah, no, I think they said Sean Rodriguez is the emergency catcher.
Yeah, we got Sean Rodriguez. Lavernway, I always kill his last name. My bad, Ryan.
Lavernway.
So what's going to happen, like, theoretically speaking? Or what's going to happen if we go to short? You know, God forbid, Mickey Rowe gets it. Or Jazz gets it. And we keep going down that list. You get what I'm saying? There's only a certain amount of people that you can, like, the gap hole. Like, stop the bleeding, you know? Like, yeah, you got the luxury of having utility players. You can plug in a Birdie here at second, Villar at third. You can do that, but what are you going to, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a point where it's like the puzzle's not going to fit. And if you do get it to fit, like, you're just throwing guys out there on the field, and it's not going to be a competitive game. You know what I mean? And we're going to get crushed. So Major League Baseball really needs to evaluate this. They need to decide, all right, we're pulling the plug or we're not pulling the plug. And as much as I love baseball, guys, and I want baseball around, we got to pull the plug. It's time to pull the plug. Like, this, we got to think about people's safety, and that's the first thing, first and foremost. If we don't take care of our baseball, of our people right now, there's not going to be a 2021 season, all right? I know everybody was amped up. It's like, oh, the 2021 season schedule got released. Shit, nobody's looking at that right now. It's in jeopardy right now. So we got to try to come together and start from square one.
To finish off, guys, the last little issue we have with bringing these 10 guys down, and I'm sorry if you hear my dog barking, but that's the life we're living in right now. You bring up these 10 guys. Let's say it's basically your top 20 prospects. I mean, you're going to start, and I know this is like the smallest issue, guys, and I'm not trying to make it about this, but you're going to, another issue MLB is going to have to address is you start all these guys' service times. Do these games count towards your service time? Are they going to all of a sudden, you know, be on the timer, on the clock? And then in 5 years, the Marlins are like, you know, crap, now we got to pay 10 of 15 of our guys?
That's interesting ass subject.
And I know that's like the smallest thing the Marlins are worried about right now, but that's something that's going to come up, guys. And I'm sorry this episode has been, you know, kind of a downer, but it's just a reality we're in right now. We were planning a super hyped, fun episode for today, but we didn't feel right getting on the radio and or on the podcast, wherever you listen to this, and being hyped about a situation that's just not, you know, it's not a fun situation right now. But to finish off, in the terms of Marlins barbecue, I think MLB has to pull the plug and have their final burn and see you in spring training.
Definitely. But well, guys, if you need more information to stay up to date, go to fishstripes.com. You have the latest news. All the breaking news is always there. Twitter, on social media. If you guys want to find me in Red, you can find us on social media. My Twitter handle is at TheRealAkon. And if you want to find some feel-good Marlins moments, which right now everybody needs some feel-good moments, you can check out the work on TikTok at TalkBaseball. Red, where can they find you at?
Guys, if you want to get up to the information, I'm retweeting everything. I tweet more actual, like more, you know, my personal opinions during the games, but I'll just start retweeting stuff just so you guys get information. You can find me at red_Garcia. I recently discovered that it's two underscores. So check that out. Follow us, follow Fish Stripes. Fish Stripes is also bringing out a lot of content on the current situation. Follow Craig Mish, follow these guys. And hopefully next week's episode, we have some good news. But either way, me and Alex will be here and we'll see you next week.
There's a fun poll on Fish Stripes if you go to Twitter. And the poll is, the next Marlins game will be, vote either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday this week, August or September, or 2021. Polls are open, guys. Stay safe. Wear a mask. God bless.
Wear a mask, guys. No te preocupes que esta noche